In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Do you ever feel like maybe something has gone really wrong with the world? Perhaps that sense comes when someone says, well, all politicians lie, as though that excuses the lies that their favorite politicians tell. Perhaps it's when you've read about the tragedy unfolding in Syria over the last 5 years. And no matter how hard we've tried as a community of nations to bring some sense of peace and humanity to that area, we haven't been able to do it. There are plenty of places where the world has gone off track, and it feels like there's not much that we can do about it. If you feel like the world has gone wrong sometimes, then Habakkuk just might be your favorite prophet. All of the prophets recognize that something was wrong in the world. And they usually start out by denouncing that group of people against whom God has pronounced judgment. But Habakkuk is different. At least he starts out his prophecy in a different way. Rather than pronouncing judgment against a group of people, he starts out by asking, O Lord, how long shall I cry to you for help and you will not listen? Or cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Habakkuk wasn't just looking at the problems in Judah, although there were plenty of problems in Judah at the time. Things weren't going so well there. But he was also looking at the northern kingdom of Israel that had already fallen to the Assyrians. And the cruelty of the Assyrians is not fit conversation for this setting. And for a while, it looked like the Assyrians were about to overrun Judah and Jerusalem as well. But the geopolitical winds were shifting in Habakkuk's day. And the Babylonians were rising to prominence, threatening even the Assyrians. And the Babylonians were just as bad, if not worse, than the Assyrians. Habakkuk asked the Lord, how long are you going to allow this? How long will you allow injustice in Judah? How long will you allow your people in Israel to suffer at the hands of the Assyrians? How long will you allow nations like the Babylonians to rise to prominence? And the Lord's response to Habakkuk was probably not exactly what Habakkuk was hoping to hear. The Lord said, yeah, the Babylonians are rising to prominence, and I'm going to use the Babylonians. And they're going to be the ones to bring judgment on the injustices of Judah. And sure, they're a terrible people, and their military might is fearsome. And that's why I'm going to use them to take away the trouble in Judah. Habakkuk's response was, Lord, how can you use the Babylonians? How can you use those who are less righteous to punish those who are more righteous than they are? And the Lord responded to Habakkuk, the spirit of the proud, the spirit of the puffed up is not right within them, but the righteous will live by faith. The Lord went on to say that he would also bring judgment on the Babylonians as well, and eventually he would bring release to the world. But that's later in the book of Habakkuk. You can read it at home. I recommend it. But he says, the righteous will live by faith. That's a statement that's quoted in the New Testament 3 times, once in Romans, once in Galatians, and once in Hebrews. It's also a statement that finally brought peace to Martin Luther after feeling tormented for years by his sense of failure and sinfulness. And then he was reading the book of Romans and he read, the righteous will live by faith. And Martin Luther finally felt peace after reading that. It's a statement that's often used in the church today. The righteous will live by faith. And if you've been in the church for very long, you've heard those words before. You may have even used them What does it mean to say the righteous will live by faith? Faith in the Lord is trust in the Lord's nature. Habakkuk understood a few things about the nature of the Lord. He understood that the Lord was powerful enough to do something about the evils that he saw in the world. And so after he asked the question, Habakkuk said, I'm going to stand on the watchtower and wait for the Lord's answer, because I know he's the one who's able to do something about that. Habakkuk also believed that God was a God of justice. He said, the eyes of the Lord are too righteous to behold evil. Habakkuk believed that the Lord could and wanted to and eventually would set things right. He believed that the Lord was active in history. This was the same kind of trust that sustained St. Paul during the time that he was imprisoned for telling the world about Jesus. He told Timothy that he could have the assurance that the time that Paul was spending in prison, the abuse that Paul had endured for the sake of the gospel, were not in vain. He pointed to the resurrection of Jesus and said, that's the revelation of God's faithfulness. It was the revelation that the Lord had put an end to death and gives us eternal life. Paul said, I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard that which I have entrusted in him until the day of the resurrection. In short, Paul was saying, through Jesus Christ, I know what God is like. And because I know what God is like, I know I can trust the Lord. Faith is trust in the nature of the Lord. It's conviction that our destiny is linked to the destiny of Jesus because we have trusted in him. If you want to increase your faith, take time to think about the Lord's nature. Pause for a moment now and then and think about the Lord calming the storm and the sea, or think about the Lord welcoming those who were unwelcomed by so many others, or think about Jesus' appearance to Mary in the garden after the resurrection, or Jesus restoring Peter after his resurrection. Think about the Lord's nature, and that will increase your faith. The righteous will live by faith. Our trust in the nature of the Lord will change the way that we live, including the way that we respond to the evil around us. Habakkuk knew that the right response to the evil that he saw in the world was to turn to the Lord and ask the Lord to do something about it. While kings were trying to make military alliances, Habakkuk said, no, that won't save us. What we really need is a turn to the Lord. In prison, Paul did not complain about the injustice that he suffered. He did not curse the emperor. In fact, Paul was looking forward to meeting the emperor so he could tell the emperor about Jesus too. Paul believed that reconciliation was possible through the gospel of Christ. And so he tells Timothy, do not be ashamed because Paul was in prison, but keep holding on to the sound teaching of the gospel of Christ. When we're faced with evil, we have a few options. We can ignore it, in which case it will continue to grow. We can try to take matters into our own hands, which has often put us on the side of evil when we do that. Or we can share the gospel and seek reconciliation through Christ Jesus. We can put our trust in the Lord and believe that he is able to do something about the evil in this world. The righteous will live by faith. When we put our trust in the Lord's nature and live according to that trust in his nature, we find hope. Even though Habakkuk did not see anything change immediately, he had hope because he knew that the Lord was at work. It may have been in a way that he did not understand. It wasn't the way Habakkuk would have gone about things. But Habakkuk had hope because he knew the Lord was at work. Even from prison, facing the possibility of execution, Paul had hope. Paul had experienced the risen Lord. He had received the promise of eternal life. He knew that Jesus, not the emperor, was the Lord of all things. Paul knew that having entrusted himself to the care of the Lord, he was secure no matter what happened next. The righteous will live by faith. If you want to have hope in a world where things have gone wrong, put your trust in the Lord's nature and live in a way that reflects that trust. Then you can have hope. Hope that's not a denial of the things that are wrong. Hope that's not just saying this is the best of all possible worlds. It's the hope that we have when we live by faith, because it's the hope in Jesus who was raised from the dead, showing us the way to eternal life. It's the hope brought by the conviction that the Lord is indeed active in this world today. We may not understand how he is acting, but living by faith, we are convinced that he is acting. And living by faith brings us hope, because we have confidence that the Lord, who has revealed himself in Jesus Christ, is able to keep our souls until the day of the resurrection. I share this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.